something in Siman Shin Ches Sif Lamed Aleph. Okay, Basar Chai. A filo tafel she'en maluach klal mutzah l'taltaloi. So we have raw meat, which has not been salted at all. So if it's not been salted at all, so besides the fact that it's raw and it's not cooked, we also have the fact that it's not been salted to have the dam removed. So the chara that we should argue that should be muksa. So he's saying no, mutzah l'taltaloi mishum dechazil umsa, because you can eat it. Eat it raw. Now, the dam, there's dam which is on the surface of the basar, which has to be washed off. But any dam which is inside of the meat, dam evorim, the halacha is that dam evorim is not usur until it moves out of its place. So cooking moves dam evorim out of its place. And therefore, you cannot cook meat which has not been salted to remove all the dam. But until you cook it, the dam stays in its place. So a person would eat the meat raw, that dam is not osur. Dam evorim is not osur. And Mishnah Berurah will point that out. Satan Chasa, you can eat it as raw meat. Mechanim hu tafuach, mutal tatal, and Mishnah Berurah the klavim. If it started to rot a little bit, started to decay a little bit, decompose a little bit, as long as it's still raw to give to a caleb, it's not muksa either, because it's still raw for an animal, which is a common animal. Okay, Mr. Brewer, Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Hey, if you can mute your phone, this way we won't hear the background noise. The Chazil Umsa. There's some people which have a good constitution. They're comfortable eating raw meat. They're able to do that. Now, Mr. Burr says, okay, so there's Irving. Okay. Shein Isser Bachilosim Mishum Dam. Now, why isn't there a problem? So besides the issue of the idea of eating raw meat, which is the natural instinct or not instinct of eating such a thing, besides that, what happened to this the problem of dam? So Mishnah Berurah says there's no problem with achilas dam, mishum acher shehudach kesharchu shuchai. Once you washed off the dam which is on the surface, So eating it raw is not a problem. Like it explains over there in Yeridaya. Now, interesting question is, why isn't there a problem if washing off the dam? Why doesn't that go into some problem of a borer issue? You're separating and you're washing away the bad and leaving the good. So it's a fair question really to ask every time you wash a dish, why isn't there a problem of borer? So by a dish, it's not such a hard question, because the basic rule of borer is that there's a taruvus. You're starting with that there's a mixture, and if there's no mixture, there's no issue of borer. So a dish is, unless it has a phenomenal amount of food residue attached to it, it's very clear where the dish ends and the food residue starts. It's not a problem. It's not a taruvus. There's no problem washing the dishes. But by the case of the meat, that's hard, that you have, you know, the liquid on top of the meat, you have dam on top of the meat, and you're washing it off. So lachara, that it's not so distinct and clear where the meat ends and the dam starts. So theoretically, you should have a problem with a taruvus. So over here on the Moshe Deer Show, they raise the question. They bring from Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman says that a difficult thought. Let me just say what the words that they're quoting over here. that it could be the act of hadacha of washing. It is enep nechshavas kapulas breiro el kaniku hamaychol mehalich luchshalom. It's like washing off dirt. We don't look at it as harubas. We look at it as dirt on the food, which you're washing off. Now, dirt on the food washing off is not such a good answer, because we'll see later on in Borer that if you say you have dirty vegetables, washing off the dirt from the vegetables is a problem of Borer. So I'm not sure what his answer is, how he's answering the question. I don't get the words, how he's answering the question. Okay. Fine. So the Mishra Reviter, he named him Ogan Avram Mavur, the Dafka Bimina Rach, Kagarin Yoyna Ubar Av Vosa. So now, that deals with the issue of dam, but you have a practical issue: is it edible? Do people eat this? So the Rambam says we're talking about meats which are, when they're raw, they're still soft, like dove or I've never eaten a dove, but okay, but baravaza or a duck or a goose, really. When you're dealing with meat from an animal, you can't eat it raw. But also the tatal, just practically, it's not edible. Therefore, it's muksa. That's what Magen Rama says. If a tatal person that feels a b'basar behema tofel mutal tataloi ayin shom, can the rabbi ask him the dinner katas that feels a b'basar behema mutal tataloi? So both of them argue that b'basar behema is roy to eat it. You can munch on it. You can even though it's not soft, the person could eat it in its raw state. Now, there's a Gemara which says that Basar is roy for umsa. So the Gemara says that as a fact. Alkain. So this is relevant, mashal, nowadays, which we're not getting meat which is not salted, all meat is salted. But if a person has raw meat, the status of the raw meat is the chara that it's muksa. So let's say some of the meat falls out of his freezer. He has some frozen meat and it falls out of the freezer. So the meat, if the meat is muksa, he has to leave it there. He can't put it back in. If you tell me the meat is not muksa, so you can pick it up and put it back in. It doesn't have to let it sit there and defrost and rot over Shabbos. So the Gra is saying, or the Mishabur is saying, you can be simach on the Gra and the Taz, that we say all types of meat are considered chazir la'umsa, and therefore they're not considered muksa. Okay. Sif Lamed Beis. However, when it comes to fish, this is not so. So a dog maluach mutzal tataloi, mishen maluach also b'nei shen enoroi. So fish, however, to eat fish raw, which has not been salted, is not considered roy. Wherever if it's salted already, so that makes it edible. Kuf chavav dog maluach. So it's salted fish. Bein amin shakar and herring, bein kol aminim. Whether it's the type which is called herring or other types of fish. Once it's been salted, it's edible. So it's not, most people still will cook the fish afterwards, but it's not worse than the case of the meat, which is chazir l'umsa. So, the same thing as smoked fish, which has not been cooked, is also considered not muksa because it's edible. Okay. Now, in Kuf Chav Zayin, the Shabur says Mnei Shein Roy, but if it's not been salted, it's considered muksa because it's not roy. Hataz Perish, the Hainu Shein Roy Afla Klavim. So it's not edible to give to the Taz understands even animals won't eat it, dogs won't eat it. The Af Dim Hoy Roy Klavim Af Shein Oymin Lachilas Klavim Mutal Latal. So the Taz argues. So this is we're going to see this point over here. If you have something which is Oymid for Achilas Adam, if everybody can mute their phone, if everybody can mute their phone, it would be helpful. Okay, the the question is, we have something which is royal, a person can use it, so you would not give it to your animal. Does that different mean that you cannot consider it? So let's say I have this raw fish. So after Shabbos, I'm going to cook it. So it's not roy for a person as it is, but I won't give it to an animal as is because I want to save it for myself. So the Taz says that doesn't bother me. That the fact that if even though I'd rather keep it for myself, the fact that if it would be roy to give to an animal, that makes it not muksa. So if you tell me over here that it's muksa, it must be that the flip side is true, that it's not roy even for a dog to eat. But the Magen Avraham says the davar ha'omer l'achilas adam, something which is set aside, the intent is to use it for people. But ra'enu roy le'echol kach al motzei Shabbos, but you can't eat it right now because it's raw. After roy hu l'achilas klum, even though dogs would eat it, but maksa inish daita minei mishum loy koy l'klum. But I'm not planning to give it to the dog. The dog I won't give it to. This is like the idea of chasar and kiss. For what it's designated for, I can't use it because it's not. I'm sorry. Okay. But if the dog I won't give it, and what it's designated for, which is for myself, I can't use it, so that's it makes it muksa. The fees are shuman soinen shall behemo. So if you have the fat which has when you melt it you could use it, you're not going to give it to the dog because people use it. On the other hand, you can't use it as is when it's solidified, you can't really use it, so that's going to make it muksa because you can't melt it on Shabbos and you won't give it to the dog. So mela, it's considered muksa. So the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is like the Magen Avraham, not like the Taz. Okay. If it's possible, if everybody can mute their phones, it would be helpful. If there's somebody out there whose phone is not muted, if you can please mute your phone, it would be helpful. Okay. Thank you. Lamed Gimel. Kameya Shena Mumcha. Now he moves on to the halachas of Kameya. Which we had before regards to Hutzah. So what about regards to Muksa? So it's a Kameh She'en Mumcha. So Afapi She'en Yotzen by Metalta Nesai. So if you can't wear it out, you would have thought possibly that if you can't wear it out, Huadin, it should become Muksa. So Zatulach is that's not true. Okay. Zatim Mishabura Kuf Chav Ches She'en Mumcha. The definition of mumcha we had before is this kameh itself has worked three times for one person over three different people in either scenario, or such a kameh as this one, which is the same nusach, etc., has been muksak by three different people. So that's kameh mumcha, but this is not mumcha. Shein yotzen bo, you cannot wear it out. Hanu shas rabim. Abul karmel is shori. Says Otim Shabura that you should know that halacha that you can't wear it out is only shas rabim. But the karmel is you could wear it out. Now why is that? The avul shas rabim like a chi of chatas. It's not really a chi of chatas. The raisa the derech malbashu will the also rak min rabbanon. The whole issur is an issur min rabbanon. And since the whole issur is an issur mirabbanan, therefore, b'meila b'karmel ishori, they did not answer it in the karmel is l'fim ashenoygim ho'idna b'kisvar achrona li'el b'simen shen gimel sifir ches ken kosa b'sefer el yirab, that these isurim did not apply to karmel is now, which means nowadays, assuming that we don't have a rishon zerabim, we can really wear it everywhere. So of course it's not muksa.
Um,
he allows you to go out to a Carmel is with a stamkei which has not been tested yet, and you don't know that it works. But if you know for sure that it doesn't work, so that even to Carmel is also, so that becomes a useless item. And Pasha, that would be muksa as well. The case over here is arguing that it's not muksa because it still has a place where you could wear it, so you could take it out to a Carmelist, etc. Okay. Lamed Dalet. Sif Lamed Dalet. So this is the heter, what's known as Graf Sharei, that something which a person finds repulsive, Chazal allowed you to remove the item, and they did not maintain the Isra Muksa in face of the fact that the person finds this repulsive and he wants to remove it. Called up Ramatuna, something which is dirty, Kigan Re'i, which is a person's soya, Viki, Vitsoya, or vomit, or tsoya, bain shel adam, bain shel tanagarlim, or kiyotze behem. So whether it's a person, whether it's an animal, im haya b'chotzer, shiyoshim bo, if it's in a place where a person is living there, it doesn't necessarily mean they're physically sitting there, it means that they use it, it's a place where they use for their normal habitat. So mutal utziyam la'ashba, you can take it out to the ashba. Or the basic kisei, you don't have to put it into a kli. The argument putting it into a kli makes it that you're in the tatlat ag of the kli. So you might thought it's only mutter if you use a kli. Saying no, it's mutter even without a kli. But if it's in a place where it's not the person's habitat, the person is not going there. So also let's see, you can't. They're muksa. They're useless. They're muksa, and it's not. You can't argue that it's repulsive because you're not there. Afraid the child will go there and then dirty himself with these repulsive things, so you should cover it with a kli. We said whether it's a person or a tarnagol and other types of things. So so later on in Shin Lamed Ches, it spoke about that you could even have a case where you have like a drip which is coming off of the if it's the dirt, the water is like a dirty type of water which a person finds repulsive, that's also considered a graf shel, that's considered the tether of graf shel rei. Okay, period. If you find a dead mouse or dead rat, so a person can take it out again even without a kli, because a person finds it repulsive to leave that there. So there's only, you're allowed to remove it from a chotzer sheyoshin bo, kuf lamin aleph. Hanash adorim bo, people live there. So again, the word yoshin does not mean seated, it means a person it's part of the person's habitat. He uses it for his normal usage of living. Kamar chotzer sasuyas ifnei abatim, shumachim drisas aregel, the courtyard in front of the houses, people would do things there, they would go through there, etc. Mitiru lefanoisim mishum kvoidai. So Chazal allowed the remove graf sharei because it would be repulsive to the person. So there's a kavod adam involved in removing such a thing. So similarly, if it's in the makom drisas aregel, you can move it out to the side where people. People don't walk, so the problem over there wasn't so much that you live there, but if it's in the place where people walk, that's repulsive. It's off to the side, they didn't find it so repulsive. I always wondered the following question. So we have people walking their animals on Shabbos, and so because of the laws, they have to remove any of the animal's soya, they have to remove it. So the heter has to be that there's a, that it's muksa. So the heter for the person to move it, the chare, is because it's graf sharei. Because in their times, they moved items to the side of the road, and as long as it wasn't where people walked, the fact that there was droppings was part of the life that they lived, but they had a lot of animals around. Whereas by us, having droppings around, even on the, in the tree lawn or something of that sort, people walk by and they find that repulsive. So that's the heter to move the droppings of the animal, is this heter, even beyond what the Magen Avraham is quoting. Mishabur is quoting the Magen Avraham that you can move it from Makam Drisas Aregel to the Tzadim. But to the Tzadim, it was not no longer considered repulsive. Nowadays, even that is considered repulsive for our purposes. And that's, I'm assuming that that's the heter. I have not seen anybody say that explicitly, but that's what I'm going to assume the heter is. Nobody's asked me the halacha l'maisa shayla, but that's what I'm going to assume. Kuvlam Bay is a filler below Kli. Kamash Malon, the Latema, the Lahitira, the Tata Ragagam Kli. So he pointed out that you might have thought that Chazal are being Makel in this Heter, they're only being Makel in the Heter together with a Kli. But if there's no Kli, so you can't even argue that you're being moving an Aga of the Kli, it'd be Osir. So you're saying, no, that's not true. You can move it directly without the Kli. But it's in the Chatzah Shaino Darsham, Kuvlam Gimel. It's in the chutzah where people don't bein shu chutzah acheres or shu chutzah shachari abatim or shu munach ba'ash for shem chutzah does also the taltalam. So it could be a situation where they had the chutzah which was not where the people walked in and out of it. It was like a storage place in the back. So off to the side in the storage place, there's something which is a repulsive, doesn't bother a person. He's not going there. Or it's already, they have a place set aside in the chutzur for the ashpa. So again, having it there is not repulsive. So all these scenarios that we're going to, you can't argue the heter of graf sharei. So theoretically, you have a scenario which, let's say, a person, something developed in the person's home which is repulsive, but he's going out now and he's not coming back till the end of Shabbos. So he's not going to be living in a situation of graf sharei. So l'chara, that should not be mutter to move in that situation. So in that situation, you can't, where it's not in the place a person is dwelling, then the luck is you can't take it away. Also l'tziyim, the holy chazir, the midi, who muksa kevin, the item itself is muksa, and there's no head to graf sharei. Now, Zaktim Shabura, Vuadin Agraf Ovid, Beloy Rei, Umeriglayim, Gamkin Osir, Kiman Shumokim Shaino Dorsham. If the person would be storing, they would use a chamber pot, which means the way they relieve themselves in the middle of the day at night, they would have something they a kli which they would relieve themselves into, and then they would take out the body waste out to the basic kisei. So that was called the graf and the ovid. The graf was used for tzaya, and the ovid was used for meriglayim. So even if there's no re'i or may, if there's no re'i or may realignment, so it's not really repulsive. So so the kli itself is considered repulsive, but it's in a place where people don't go. So then there's no heter to move it. Kim shum makom sheno dorsham. Now v'im hum bolei v'yevshel afanas alav. If they had it outside and right now it needs to be emptied, but l'tziu l'chziroi mishum kavod abrius. So now there's a new heter of kavod abrius that they need to empty it to be able to, for people to be able to use it. So that's also mutter. Now, if it's in a, you're worried about the child dirtying himself with this item, so the, you're allowed to be covered over with a kli. Now, what's the chiddush of that? Of course, you're allowed to cover with a kli. What's the chiddush? Ashminim bezeh kuf lamed hei. The loitema dein kli nitl ela letzarech davar hanitl. So there is an opinion in the Gemara that part of the Isra of Muksa is tiltul kalim, that you're allowed to be mekaltel a kli to use it with things which are mutter to move. But if I want to move a kli, which is a normal kli, to deal with something which is not mutter to move, so there's a town in the Gemara which holds you can't move. So you can't, not Rebbe Chaim, I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. I'm not recalling the name of the Tana. So there's Rabbi Yitzchak, I think. Rabbi Yitzchak, and it's an Amara. Rabbi Yitzchak is the Amara, says it. So ain't clean it all the tzarat of our nitzel. So we're saying we don't paskin like that. And we're pointing this out, that even though you're moving the kli to cover over the tzoya, and tzoya is not something which is davar hanitl, so I'm moving a kli to deal with this item which is not nitl, it's still mutter to move the kli, and that's not a problem of muksa to move a kli for that purpose. Okay. Sif Lam and Hay. Let's just, you know what? Let's hold it here. Beis Hashem. There's no shir after Maariv.